This is BPR News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. Documents discovered a year ago at the historic Patton Parker House in Asheville have a new home. When I visited the Patton Parker House at Charlotte and Chestnut Streets a year ago, there was all kinds of work being done on the home. It was that work on the home of Thomas Patton, a Civil War hero who returned to Asheville and whose name is most familiar today for locals because of downtown's Patton Avenue that led an electrician to a remarkable find.
I'm German Martin Martinez. We cut some holes and we find this stuff. We find a lot of history for Asheville.
A lot of history for Asheville. What Martinez stumbled upon was a trove of documents from Patton detailing various tidbits of history. The owner of the property, local attorney Jim Siemens, stood up on a stepladder to show me the secret compartment that was uncovered.
I see the wire. Ah, that's it.
It's coming from here. If there could be an access behind this paneling.
Siemens laid out the various documents for me and went over some of his favorites, snapshots of the Pattons and the movers and shakers of an earlier Asheville.
Here's what I call an arrest warrant for Thomas Patton and Nicholas Woodfin as executors of James Patton's estate. You are hereby commanded to take the bodies of Nicholas Woodfin, John Patton, and to summons Nicholas Woodfin and Thomas W. Patton, surviving executors of the last will and testament of James W. Patton, deceased. They were clearly involved in the Asheville Club. Mm-hmm. And this is in great shape. It starts in 1881, and it lists the members of the club.
Just a few of the many various financial forms and journals.
What it chronicles is an engagement in life that's multifaceted. He's a soldier. He's interested in religion. He's a hustler. I mean, he's making money in a lot of different ways. If he's involved with the Asheville Club, he likes to socialize, and fascinating character.
Those discoveries sent Siemens on a quest to discover more. He had help also from his girlfriend, Deborah Haft.
The first James Patton went about setting up the Eagle Hotel, and then the second James Patton set up the Asheville Board of Commissioners, the very first Asheville Board of Commissioners, and he served on the Buncombe County Court of Pleas and Quarter Sessions. They donated the land for Trinity Church. They established the first main east-west thoroughfare, which I assume is the Patton Avenue.
It's certainly deepened my appreciation for the town's history, and it's helped me think about what's important, what the true Asheville is. We have a lot of attraction and a lot of tourism, and people are coming for a lot of different things, which I enjoy too. But there's a more deep and resonant Asheville that we're discovering.
Now those documents have been donated to the North Carolina Room at Pack Memorial Library downtown, where they're being processed with the goal of making them available to the public. And you can see some of those documents at our website, bpr.org. For BPR News, I'm Jeremy Loeb.